You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it. I am excited for the next generation.
Yes, all things that we are doing at Living Word Church are for the next generation. And that's a great thing to be able to look past ourselves and look into the next generation. We know that we're saved. We know that we're going to heaven.
Yeah.
We know that God got us anything that we need, that he will truly supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. We've been partnering with him a long time. So we know that we're sure in our relationship with God. But now everything, all of our efforts are for the next
generation.
To be able to make a mark that cannot be erased, to stand a strong foundation for the next generation to be able to launch from. And we know, you know, different generations have different things that interest them and such. But the one thing that is sure is the Word of God. And that is an unfailable foundation. When a life is built on the Word of God, that life will not fail.
That's right.
It cannot fail. Pastor Beckford says, God will never mismanage your life. That
never.
Is true. He won't. When we put our life in the hands of God, when we yield to him, he will not mismanage our life. God's work, done God's way, will never lack God's supply. So we must come in alignment with what he is doing. We encounter God. We're then driven to cultivate purpose. We serve our community. We build relationships. We experience family. We pursue the word, and we make a difference at Living Word Church.
And all of this we're doing is towards the next generation because we are just here for a short time, and then we are gone. But we have to leave a legacy behind. So Living Word Church is the legacy that we are leaving behind for the next generation. So I'm here on this Friday to ask you, will you partner with us? Will you partner with us to make a difference for the next generation? Will you partner with us to make a difference with the next generation to come? And God has called Living Word Church, and he gave a specific, it's a Living Word Church for the next generation. And all we are is just a servant doing what God wants in this season, in this time. And now we are inviting, that's the word, inviting you and you and you and you to become a part of what God is doing in this season, in this time. Will you support us to move forward into what God is doing?
Sometimes when we hear the word partner and support, we just think money and we tune out. And that's not what it's all about. It's not just all about the money. Obviously, when you're working forward and you're moving forward in vision, there's a financial cost that is involved. But when we're saying partner, when we're saying supporter, we're not specifically talking about money. Living Word Church is a place for you to come, for your purpose to be cultivated. And how do we do that? Well, we have many small group ministry opportunities, and we say for the next generation. These are for every generation. We have small groups. We have men and women's Bible study. That's on the first and third Thursday of each month, and that begins at 7 p.m. So the women go with the women's Bible study leader. The men go with the men's Bible study leader. It's just two separate areas of the building, and they have their Bible study. We have corporate prayer once a month. We have women's ministry that meets once a month. Usually it's a brunch on a Saturday. We have men's ministry that meet once a month. Usually that's in the form of a men's breakfast on a Saturday morning. We have marriage enrichment, which is a great addition to our small group ministries for married couples. It's led by a couple who has been married for over 30 plus years, and they really dig into God's design for marriage. So with that, we get instruction, we have fellowship, and we have a good time at Marriage Enrichment. There's a couple there, I think, that's been married over 40-something years, and they said the first time they came, they said, oh, well, this just helped us. We didn't know any of that. We've been married 40 years. And then we also have Seasoned Seniors, which is a senior ministry for men and women, and they meet quarterly. And we also have different ways that you can serve. We have children's ministry, which has a instructional staff that works with the children. We have evangelism ministry that goes into the community that shares the gospel message of salvation. We have an outreach ministry that goes into the community to meet needs of people right where they are. We have a hospitality ministry that supports everything that we do at Living Word Church and, you know, creates an atmosphere, makes some good food and such. We have the usher ministry, we have a security ministry, and we have a media ministry. So there's many ways to serve. There's many small groups that we can plug into to maximize this moment and this momentum to enhance the quality of our lives.
Yes.
Our lives and for the generation, the next generation to come. And during these things, you know, sometimes people say, oh, I can't go to that. I got my kids. Bring your kids.
Yes.
We have a lot of great kids at Celebration Tabernacle Church that love to be around other kids. Our kids at Celebration, they don't mind if their mom's going in to women's Bible study, if their dad's going in to men's Bible study. They're going to be in it too, just like their parents. The boys be with the boys. The girls will be with the girls.
Yes. And so you outline it so well, so eloquent. If you out there and you know that God is calling you to serve and you haven't found a place to serve, now is your time. We're inviting you. You can find a place. If you are a young adult out there and you are called to lead a youth ministry, now is the time. So you have your opportunity now. Now is the time. If you are a vocalist out there and you were called to sing and you couldn't find the place, you have no more excuse. Now is the time, because there's a brand new ministry the Lord has created so that you can find your purpose.
And in serving, that's where we build those personal relationships.
Come on.
You know, just coming to church on a Sunday, you can't build much, you know, personal relationships. You might know the person who sits next to you, but do you really know them?
No.
You know what they look like. You might know the car that they rode in on, but do you really know them? No. It's when we're serving together that we create genuine relationships. Serving together, not just sitting side by side, but actually serving together, bringing a project to completion together.
Yes.
That's when we get to know each other. You know, there's been times where I, you know, recognize a face. I know that they are a part of the church, but it isn't until they show up for a project do we really get to know them? Because then we're talking and they're say, you know, they say, yeah, well, you know how I came here? I didn't even know you've been here 5 years. I didn't even know what led you to the church, you know, because you haven't talked. You haven't had that opportunity, haven't sparked that conversation. So we do that when we're serving together. So when we're serving, we are also being developed. We're creating relationships with one another, and we're also being developed because the same skill set that we're using as we're serving at the church, we're being developed into a more excellent worker. Yeah. When we report to our jobs, when it's time for a promotion day, you know, we're extending our network, the amount of people and such that we know. So there's nothing wrong with coming together because you want to grow.
Grow.
You know, sometimes we think, oh, we just have to stay in isolation. Well, when I get my life together, then I'm going to go. Well, how can you get your life together if you don't go?
Go.
There, it's like you're in a position where the enemy just kind of got you, your back against the wall saying, well, you got to get your life together before you go to this or before you do that. No, you're getting your life together as you're going. You're getting the resources you need. It's just like looking outside, especially, you know, now with everything that's been going on with the weather. We had so many leaves fall and branches fall, and we have such a great ground covering out there, all this stuff falling off the trees. If you just go outside and you just say, well, I'm just going to, you know, when I get it together, I'm going to pick it up. No, you have to go and you have to get your tools, your resources, your rake, things that you have. Utilize your network. Get the kids out there. You know, whatever it takes to get that stuff picked up. But if you just look out there and you say, well, one day, nothing's ever going to change. We have to utilize the tools, the resources, the people that we have in order to meet the outcomes that we desire in life.
Yes. So this is your time. This is your opportunity right now, as Pastor Diane outlined, the various areas that you can become active in the work of the Lord. Remember, Jesus says, I must do the work of him that sent me. So you must do the work of him who called you. You can go and make an excuse and say, Lord, I you gave me a voice to sing. And I have a great voice to sing, but I didn't have a place. Now, we're telling you, if you are a vocalist, if you sing, now, here's a place, Living Word. You can come and be a part of the praise and worship team, because that's, we encounter God through worship. Mm-hmm. We encounter God through his word. And you encounter God as you serve.
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 tells us, so affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. So we are affectionately longing for you. We are pleased to impart the gospel, but we are also imparting our own lives. You know, we are imparting what we have learned along the way, the impact of the gospel toward us, how it has affected us and elevated us for you also. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Through every changing moment, find me at your throne. in every shifting season. Find this heart bowed down through every stormy tempest.